Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Zayin, and we are on Vav Amid Bey, is a couple of lines up from the bottom. We will start with the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, but just one source I forgot to mention yesterday. We were talking about Bar HaMizgalgel, and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's psak about the sugar and the salt. So there was one other related interesting case, that the Mishpatei HaTorah, again, the Sefer that brings up all the HaKolamaisa, Hashuki Echemet type of Sefer, from Rabbi Schwitz, in Simin Vav. It talks about the following: Mispar Bacharim Hamaskorim Bepnimia. There is a group of boys that live in a dorm together, and it seems that every Thursday or so, one of my sons also has this in his yeshiva. They do a white shirts wash because it's getting ready for Shabbos. There's not so much other laundry, but they need a white shirts wash. They all put the shirts into a washing machine, and it seems like you put it in, and once it gets full, the last person who fills it up will just turn on the machine, and then it will be done. So that's what happened. It was one Thursday they all did this, and the last boy who put his shirt in sees it's full, and he turned on the machine, and he washed the shirts. The problem was that there was one of the other boys in the middle of the filling up that either didn't focus or didn't notice, but he put in a colored shirt. And when it was washed, the color ran on the other shirts, and the question was, now that all the other shirts were damaged, does somebody have to pay? A, is it the person who put in the colored shirt? Because after all, he caught the problem, but he didn't turn it on. What did he do? Or is it the person who turned, the boy who turned on the machine? But how was he supposed to know? Havi lila meidach, all he saw was white shirts. So how was he supposed to know that inside there was one that was colored because there was one of the boys that didn't realize didn't focus even though he knew? So that is the fascinating Shaila. Says the Mishpatei HaTorah, and again here in the footnotes he discusses all of this related to our sugya. If the same boy put in the colored shirt and turned on the machine, then lachari is chayav to pay. Even if it was Bishkaga, even though he didn't realize what was happening, but still he as we will see later on. But if it was a different person, if the one who turned on the machine was a different than the one who put the colored shirt in, im hamafilo yada shisham beget sivoni, if he didn't know, v'yein haderech livdok ezek fisa hinia kolachan me'ashutafim, it's not the derech, you have to assume, this is all whites. So, meniach habeget at sivoni, dino ki meniach boram is galgel. The one who put the shirt in is like our case. You put something in the street and then somehow it moves and it does damage somewhere else. So here, he put in the colored shirt, and then it moved, so to speak, and then somebody else, it damaged. Shemazik b'shas hilucho, l'fichal chuchay l'shalim, avor anezak, shenigram l'bigdei chaveirov, ulam, avor nizke bigdei habachar, shehifilos mechones hakfisa, dino kemazik lo begramov, hupatir midini adam. But the nezak, Big day abachers that he was the turned it on, so that would be pater. Ukmochein benidon zeh pater misha hifalas mechoras akvisa milashalim. So too, the one who turned it on does not have to pay the owner of the colored shirt because of the nezek, because he was the mazik himself. Mechulah discusses it all on the bottom, all the interesting discussions. Yodea kolachat shemisha yafalas amechona lo yitbonein betchulas akvisa shebechona. It's understood. Nobody's gonna check everyone. It's not like your house. It's a premium at the dorm. It's good. It's good enough that the guys are doing a laundry. Let alone to check what's in the laundry. Right, it's understood that nobody's going to check. Lafichach, if a person put in there below kavana kvisa tzivonit b'mechonat b'tochnet kvisam, you add that lekvisas begadim levanim. Meniach habegar tzivoni nechshav shu pasha b'maisav. V'kivu shu tzorach lizbonein ulemayein. He has to sort as a kvisa shalal lefnei shenicha b'mechona, and it will be a bar mezgalgel. And he discusses in the continuation the other ramifications. So bar mezgalgel, we have the sugar and salt of Rav Shlomo Zalman. And we have the case of the shirt, the colored shirt in the whitewash. Okay, let's continue now with, after those two Lamaisa cases, Vav Amabez, let's continue now with Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara, six lines up from the bottom, Rabbi Akiva Omer, so remember we had a Machlokas Tanoim, That was discussing Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. So first we said the machlokas between them is when we pay idis, is this Rishus Nizik or Rishus Mazik? I'm saying, is it Domain Nizik or is it Domain Mazik? Rabbi Yishmael holds, as we saw, that it is Domain Nizak, because that's whose money you are paying for. You are reimbursing his property, so the his should be the idis should be determined by the his, and therefore it goes by the nizik. But Rabbi Akiva focuses on no, it's focused on the no state, focus on the problem, the obligations that you have, heich to come shalim, as the Gemara says, and therefore that's who you pay from. Along the way, we had a couple of other suggestions. We discussed on Moshe Bechavel of Araya a little bit, not enough. But hopefully there'll be more time in the future. But then we had three words from Rabbi Akiva that we weren't sure what it meant. Rabbi Akiva ended off his shita, which the Gemara interpreted as paying the mazik demei yidis, kal vachomer lehektish. So what does that phrase mean? Asks the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva Omer, six lines up. Lo ba kasav el ligvos lenezikam in yidis, which we just meant that means mazik v'kal vachomer lehektish, my kal vachomer lehektish. What does that mean? What's the kal vachomer? That hektish also pays min yidis? What does that mean? So I lema de nogach tura di don. Latura de hektish doesn't mean, well, when our ox gores an ox of hektish, that's the case that you pay idis? That can't be. Why? Sharei eyu amarachman of alor shar shal hektish. You're putter in that case. Forget the metav. Forget idis. You would be putter, special din. You only pay by sharei eyu. But shar shal hektish, one would not pay. So what's the case? What is Rabbi Akiva referring to? Ask the Rishonim, ask the Achronim, why didn't the Gemara just say, what would I have thought, a case of Hektish? Me'ila. Right, I violate the Isra of Me'ila, I benefit from something belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, I have to pay. Right, Karen, Asham, so why don't I say, there, that's the case. That's what the Rashba asks in Maseches Gittin, that's what some of the other Rishonim here ask. So the Rashba says, there, that would be learned out from a Pasuk, that you don't need a Kavachomer for that, Kavachomer LaHektish. You know, from elsewhere, there's a Pasuk that you have to pay, and the sugya we've discussed in the past is the source for the Isra of Me'ila. That's a mystery. What exactly is the source in the Torah for the Isra of Me'ila? The fact that you have to pay for Me'ila, that's a Beferish Pasuk. Parshas Vayikra discusses it in the end, in the sugyas of Asham Me'ilos. But the Rashba says, in terms of payment, you wouldn't need the Kavachomer. Or the Rashash here says, well, maybe this is a Raya that you can't pay Karka when you pay for your Me'ila. Because Meitav, right, the whole discussion is only by Karka, Meitav Sadehu, says the Rashba. So maybe this is a Raya to that Shita, says the Rashba. Let's just find it. Here it's on Vav Amabez. Kashali Madualo Mukila Benanam and a Hektish Bishogig, the Chayev Karen Vachomesh, Ularama Vachulu, Vanir Ali Mikan Raya Lamashikasafti Bisanhedrin, the Eno Mishali Mikarkoi, Ayin Shom. Says the Rashash, number two. The Rashba says you wouldn't need the Kavachomer. The Rashash here says, Raya, that you don't need Karka. Says, finally, says the Divrei Yecheskel, the Chronim we haven't touched on in a while, says the Divrei Yecheskel here in Siman Memvav. He says, he quotes the Rashash's Kasha, the Kasav, the Rashash was a banker in Vilna, right, in Akron, 1800s. Says the Divrei Yecheskel, Kivan, de Kola Mazikin, Peturin Behektish, Nimsa de Iker Chiv Tashlumin Eno Bada Hezek Elabahad Hana'a. The secret of Me'ila is figuring out how much is it related to Gezel Mazik of Kalatara Kula versus a unique halacha of benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash. The Hana is the focus. The Bizoyan Hektish is the focus, without a parallel in other areas of halacha. So it says the Divrei Yecheskel, from the fact that Sharei Eyu is Patur, so that shows that this is not a regular case of Mazik. And you wouldn't be able to say the regular kal vachomer lehektish. It's not comparable. It's not that type of case. Ubekia gavna leka din meitav to havi lekashar nen and demishalim yibenunis. Right? It's others. It's other different din. It wouldn't be comparable to our case. Then he quotes the Rashba, but that's the answer that he gives. In the name, actually, I think he's quoting the Achiezer there. He's quoting a big piece of the Achiezer. Okay. So that is just one hour. Why didn't the Gemara give that option? That it's not talking about a regular case of Me'ila, as we would have thought. That's what Hektish means. So back to the question. What does Rabbi Akiva mean, Kal Vachomer LaHektish? It can't be Nezek, it can't be Me'ila. So what is it? Three lines from the bottom. So Ella LaOmer, Hare Alai Mana LaBedek HaBayis, Da'asi Gizbar V'Shakal Me'idis. The case where somebody makes a neder. I hereby promise to give a mana to Bedek HaBayis, to the Beis HaMikdash, so I have to give iddis from that promise. From that promise, base I have to give, right, I can't give katshe haguf from karka. What's the base of English going to do with my backyard? Katshe haguf. But if I want to be makdish my backyard, the betha kabayas, they'll sell it, and they'll make money. So from that, we sell the iddis. So it's proof from here that this is a raya that Amirasul Gavoa, Kemisirasul Hedyot, is chal, even if I don't specify something specific. Right? All he said was made a neder. You might have said if I specify something specific, so that's where you could get away without a kinyan. Like the Mishnah says in Kiddushin. Amirasul Gavoa, Kemisirasul Hedyot. But, who says it's chal on something that is totally, you know, just a neder without specification? So that's the Ksos. The Ksos says that that's what you learn. Ksos is Simin Pei Zion. Right? Says the Ksos. Volesa devada behektish imom harele mano legavoa nischayvu nechazav kemo benosin shtarchov lehedyot kemivur perakama debavakama. He quotes our Gemara. V'wadim ba'omer harele mano la'aniim. Same thing would apply to tztaka. We see amira so la'ani kemo amira legavoa ba'osakinyan. So it says that's a little ha'ara that you see from this side discussion. Interesting, the Gemara says that Nizke Mamon is Pater by Hektish. Shar'eyo Amrachmana. What about Adam Amazik? Adam Amazik, something that's going to come up later in depth, but we already had it alluded to. Adam, maybe Mave was Adam. Adam Hamazik, when a person damages, not my property damaging, there's Adam Hamazik, Adam Hachovel, a person who wounds someone, Nizke Mamon. So whenever you have limitations of Nizke Mamon, the question is, what about Adam Hamazik? Tosfos says, here Adam Hamazik would be Chayiv Midrabanan. Midrabanan, the continuation of Tosfos on the top of the next Amud, Tosfos says on the third line, Vadar Mer Shmuel, Shmuel says in Bam Metzia, Ki Yochal Prat Lamazik, Dolo Meshalim Chomesh, Umashmo HaKeren Chayiv, Hainu Midrabanan. Adam, even though the Gemara says this came Mamon is Pater from Hektish, but Adam Amazik, Tosfos assumes, would be Chayiv Midrabanan. The Yar Sameach assumes that according to the Rambam, you'd be Chayiv Daraisa. Adam Amazik is a totally different type of Chiyuv, right, not compared to my property. The first piece, right, at the beginning of the Chazniske Mamon, on the first page, the Yar Sameach discusses the Rambam Shita. Pirashti b'malkam acher. L'shitas Rabbeinu, demazik hektish, chayiv b'tashlumin, b'kerem. Sounds like Daraisa. Ukepashta d'shmaisa d'shmuel. Against Tosfos. Tosfos says it's Darabanan. Sounds like it's Daraisa. V'lachein, and that's why, again, this is not our issue now, but that's why he says, by Poshea, Rambam has a famous sheet in Hilchos Chiris, Poshea Kemazik. If somebody is negligent, so that's not just like another one of the Chiyuve Shomrim, that if I let somebody steal it, or not let, it gets stolen, it gets lost, or the Chiyuvim of a Shoel, and Chiyuvim of a Shomer Chinam, and the Chiyuv of a Shomer Sachar, all the different Chiyuvim. Pshia is a different category. And that's why Pshia might break the rules of normal Peturim of Shomrim. Karka and Shvua and other nafkaminas. So the Ar Sameach says this fits into that sheet of the Rambam. The Poshe is Kemazik, and that's why you're going to be Chayiv even by Hektish, the Rambam says. That's why, because Adam Amazik is Chayiv even Mida Oraisa by Hektish. Machlokas, Tosfos, and the Rambam, and it goes to the root of what is the, how do you understand the Ptur of Re'ehu? How do you understand that? Does it include Adam Amazik on a Daraisa level or not? But either way, so we gave a pshat just now of Rabbi Akiva. So what does Rabbi Akiva mean by saying kal v'chomer lahektish? He means if I promise to give something to the Beis HaMikdash, so then I have to give min ha'idis from the best of my fields. Says the Gemara, why is that now? Lo yehei ela balchov. Why is this any better than a balchov? I owe you money, I owe the Beis HaMikdash money. It should be like a balchov u'balchov bebeinonis. And a balchov, as we learned in the fifth parak in Maseches Gittin, that part of Tikkun HaOlam, Baal Chov is Beinonis, right? It's gotta be balanced. Can't be too much, it can't be too little, right? Because you have to have the balance of you wanting people to give loans, Shalotin Odal Smith they love in, but also you don't want to make it too hard for people to pay back. So Baal Chov Beinonis, that's why we have the middle. So why is Hektish even any different? And if you want to say, well, Sava Rabbi Akiva called Balchov Nami Be'idis, and if you want to say, well, maybe Rabbi Akiva holds in general that a Balchov always pays Be'idis, Ikala Mifrach, Mala Balchov, Shekin Yafe Kocha Be'dizikin, Torah Behektish, Shahora Kocha Be'dizikin. Still, Hektish is worse, because Hektish has a Ptur by Nezek. So you can't really make the Kal V'chomer. So we're stuck, we're back to the question. What's the Hava Mina that a Balchov would pay from Idis, ask the Chassam Sofer. The Hava Mina that the Rabbi Kiva holds this, suggest the Chatam Sofer, what's the source for this? What will be the source for a Baal Chov having to pay Iddis? He says, well, maybe it's not based on the Gzeirah Shavah, it's based on a Pasuk. The Pasuk tells us, if you remember in Parshas Kisetze, by the mitzvah of paying back a loan and not taking a collateral, not walking into his house, for ha'ish asher atano shebo, yotzi elecha es ha'avod achutza. The man that you are borrowing money from will bring you out the security hachutza. And the Gemara darshins, madarko shel adam lahotzi pacho shebekelim. And he brings out an inferior type of kli, and then he pays you. As we're going to see on Amud Beis Bez Hashem today, every kli is called metav. All metaltalin are called metav. So maybe that's the source, suggests the Chasam Sofer, for this Havamin in Rebbe Akiva, that a Baal Chov would pay me metav, because that's the Pasuk. The Pasuk says he's going to give back kelim, so kelim are all metav. And that's why we would think that you would pay metav for all Baal Chovas. But either way, we reject that, because you can't have the Kal Vachomer. So the Gemara says, La Olam, really, what's the case? What's Rebbe Akiva talking about? That Kal Vachomer Lehektish. If by a case of Hezek, again, what's the Kal Vachomer? If by a case of Hezek you pay Iddis, Rabbi Kiva holds Dimei Mazik, surely when it comes to Hektish, what's the case? La Olam, Denagach Tura Didon Latura De Hektish. Go back to what we said before, where our ox gores Hektish's ox. Utakakasha Lacha, Shareo Amrachwan of Alo Shershal Hektish. And if you want to say, don't we have an exclusion? Rabbi Kiva Sava Lacher Shabbat Venasia, Rabbi Kiva argues. Kiva says that's not true. You're not putter when the ox is mazik shor shel hektish. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Rav Shimon ben Asi Omer shor shel hektish shenogach shor shel hedyot putter. The Tanakama says, Rav Shimon ben Asi says shor shel hektish shor shel hedyot putter. That's in that direction. Shor shel hedyot shenogach shor shel hektish. We said before putter. Rav Shimon ben Asi does not hold that way. Bein tam bein muad mishalem nezek shalem. The patur of Re'ehu, according to Rav Shimon ben Asya, who now we are saying Rabbi Akiva holds of, does not mean, oh, it's different, you're pater. It means it's different, and you always pay Nezek Shalem. Rashi quotes the Limudim here. How is it different? Unlike Shor by Hedyo, where you have the Chiluk of Chatzi Nezek and Nezek Shalem, Tam and Muad, when it comes to Hektish, it is always Nezek Shalem. So Machlokas Tanoim, and that's really what Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael are arguing about. Interesting, if we think about it logically, someone who is not well-versed maybe in the Limudim, you know, one would think, what are you talking about, the Ptur of Hektish? How could that be? It's like even worse, in a sense. The Aveira might be even worse. So we say the answer is that there are legal definitions, and this is not Re'ehu, and the Nezikin is about Re'ehu. So even though you would say, but the God's house? If you damage God's house, you know, your putter, the answer is that's the way it is. Remember the Gemara in Baba Kama? That the Roman officers that came to learn the Torah, Lamed Zayin or so, where the Gemara, Lamed Ches, I think? Lamed Ches, alright, actually it's here. Right, Baba Kama, right here, it's later on. Daf, Lamed Ches, Lamed Aleph. Right, that's where the Gemara, they come to learn the Torah, and they say, we understand everything. Everything makes sense to us, except for one halacha. Pretty amazing. They understood Kol HaTorah Kula, and they accepted it, except for Sharshel Nachri, Sharshel Yehudi, and vice versa. That they didn't like. Entos was there discusses why didn't they just not teach them that halacha? Why they teach the halacha? And I want to teach Torah to non-Jews. Read the Amshel Shlomo there, and one of his important comments on the Masechta about Ziyuf HaTorah, about falsification of the Torah. But that's Baba Kama Lamed Ches, so there too. They could have just answered, you're Pater even if you go Hektish. Nothing against you. Right, but again, because it's not just we don't just go based on Kal Vachomers to try to understand Chiyuvim or Isurim, as we know Ein Onshin Min Adin. We discussed back on that base Ein Mazhirin Min Adin. The Gemara says in Meseches Makos, but here too Ein Mishalmin Min Adin. Right, can't just have based on a Kal Vachomer. Belongs to Hektish for sure. So either way, this is a Machlokas Tanoim. And Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya holds that a shor shel, scores a shor shel hektish, always chayiv. And that's what Rabbi Kiva is referring to by iddis. Says the Gemara Yehachi, one second, if that's what Rabbi Akiva is talking about. He's talking about this machlokas, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. If that's true, so mimai de be'iddis de nizik, v'zibur is de mazik v'liki. So go back to what we ended yesterday shir with. How do you know that's the machlokas between them? About whose iddis do you pay? Dilma de kule alma b'de nizik shaymiman. Maybe everybody agrees you go by nizak. Remember, Rabbi Akiva didn't say it explicitly. Rabbi Yishmael says you go by the nizak. Rabbi Akiva said, no, Lord, the pasuk is teaching me to collect nizak min the iddis. So he didn't explicitly say Dmei Mazik. That's how we interpreted his words. That's what they're arguing about. But now, says the Gemara, if they're really arguing about a totally different sugya, so why do you have to say they're arguing about two things? Right? We always try to minimize the machlokos. So if the machlokos is about hektish, so why do we say it's also a machlokos about Nizak and Mazik? Rabbi Akiva Savar Kareb Shimon Ben Manasya, Rabbi Shmuel Savar Karabanan. Why didn't we suggest that that was the machlokas? And really, everybody agrees to make Nizak, right? Why would you have thought otherwise, right? Says the Shita Mekubetzes. How exactly would you have known it's Nizak? Says the Shita Mekubetzes in the language of the psukim. Says Tema Lifroch Me Iker Milsa Rabbi Ishmael Dim Isa Amai Nakat Nizak Bidvarav Kiven De Lo Pligi Bahachi. One second. So we're suggesting, oh, maybe that's what Rabbi Akiva is arguing about, the Hektish line. But Rabbi Yishmael mentions Nizak explicitly. If everybody agrees to that, so what's he emphasizing in the Braisa? Rabbi Lemincat Hedyot La'afuke Hektish. The Gemara is going to reject this with three questions in a second anyway. But the Shita is saying, what's even the Havamina to suggest that this is the only machlokas that they're having? Rabbi Yishmael says Nizak. No, you could also imply that from the words of Rabbi Yishmael. The fact that he uses the word nizak means that it's excluding hektish. Because hektish is not called a nizak. Nizak sounds like a personal victim that was damaged. So you wouldn't say you go by Hektish's figuring it out and the determination of the Idis will go by Hektish. So right, that you wouldn't use that lashon. That's why included in Hedyot in Nizak would be an exclusion from Hektish, and that's the Havamina of the Gemara, how you would know that from Rabbi Yishmael's words. Either way, the Gemara does not like that. The Gemara says, continue, Im Kain, if it's true that all Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva are arguing about is the other machlokas, Rav Shimon Manasseh and the Rabbanan. They're not arguing about Nizak and Mazik. Im kein ma lo bo hakasef. What does Rabbi Akiva's lashon mean? By the pasuk is teaching me. Doesn't sound like that. It's they're talking about that. Sounds like they're arguing about the pasuk here. They're not arguing about the pasuk here. They're arguing about Re'eu. V'od my kavachomer lahektish. Also, if Rabbi Akiva is coming to teach you a kula, then you can't say, oh, it's a kavachomer lahektish. That wouldn't be a kula for a chumra. You would say it's a kal v'chomer. It's a more stringent context. Va'od, and finally, there's another braisa that says explicitly, Ha'amar Rav Ashi Tanya Behadya. Rav Ashi says beferish, Meitav Sadeyu, Meitav Karmo, Yishalem, Meitav Sadeyu Shal Nizak, O Meitav Karmo Shal Nizak, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says beferish. It's the words of the Nizak. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Meitav Sadeyu Shal Mazik, Umeitav Karmo Shal Mazik. So he says in Beferish, that's why we say, it can't be that's the only thing that they're arguing about. We do say, the Kavachomer Lahektish, Rabbi Akiva is holding like Rav Shimon Manasseh, but that cannot be the only item that they are arguing about. Period. Okay, end of that Braisa. Now we get back into the Sugya of Meitav. As we said yesterday, these three blot here, up until the second Mishnah in the Masechta that we have on Daf Tesama Beis, this is all about Tashlume Nezek, Tashlume, other context, Balchov, we'll see. But first we start off with a Stira. Rami Le Abaya La Rava. Abaya asked the following Stira on Rava. Rabbeinu Chananel here, for some reason, which is not clear right now, the Achronim discuss, say that this is only Akasha on Rabbi Akiva, who says, the first line of Rabbeinu Chananel here, Diktani Meitav Sadeo Shal Mazik. Because you go by the Mazik, that's we have a Stira. Pashtus, other Rishonim, don't limit it. We have a Stira. It's separate from the Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. What's the Stira? Ksiv Meitav Sadeo Meitav Karmo Yishalem. It says in the Pasik by Nizikin that you have to pay Meitav. Meitav in Midi Achrini Lo. You have to give the best, but nothing less. Via Tanya, but the Brisa says, Yashiv, Larabo, Shava Kesef, via Filusubin. Yashiv includes, you're even allowed to give coarse bran, which is an inferior type of grain. So, and flour. So, how is it? Do you have to give the best? Do you have to give? You're allowed to even give the worst. So, we already answered this twice already. Back on that base, we already alluded to the answer, but that's the fourth answer the Gemara is going to give. We have to get there. Rashi already on the Mishnah, on that base of an Aleph, alluded to the answer given on the base here. But we have to get there. So the Gemara asks a stira. So again, Pashtus, it's Bein L'Rabbi Akiva, Bein L'Rabbi Shmuel. It's a stira, Meitav or not Meitav. Rabbi Nachmanel says Meitav. If you look again at Rav Gutzman here, he has a suggestion, which we will wait before we give it, because it has to do with something that comes up a little later. But let's continue first. So, Lokasha, says the Gemara, even before we get to the first answer, the Pnei Yeshua has a suggestion. The Pesukim are talking about different avos. Yashiv and Meitav are different avos. If you look in the Pesukim, Meitav is referring to Shein and Regel, and Yashiv is referring to Bor. So he asked the Pnei Yeshua, why didn't the Gemara just answer that? Different avos. Only some avos have to pay meitav. V'yava gav the meitav v'chsiv b'shein v'regel. V'yashav k'siv b'bor afilu hachi lek alameymar d'shein v'regel dino b'meitav v'bor afilu su ben halesa. Says the Pnei Yeshua, you can't be machalik like that. Even though we have, as we have mentioned yesterday's daf, that there are unique halachos relating to each av, the Ptur of Tamun, and the Ptur of Rishus Aravim, and the Ptur of Kalim. As you mentioned, each av has a unique halacha. Regarding this, there's no way. Why? Because we learned. Well, he says on a technical level, to Halil Yalfinan Kulu Chavdal and Ezekim Gzereshava Tachas Hashinu Shalom Kesef. Then we have the Gzereshava in terms of Meta, in terms of Tashlumin. And even though we have a rule that Xerishavas cannot uproot the pashtus of a pasik, if the pasik tells me something, then the Xerishava cannot uproot that. And here you might say, the pashtus of the pasik, bor pays shava kesef, anything, shena rego pay idis. So you might say, how could the Xerishava override that? Afilu hachi hach drasha di yashiv l'rabo sumin la pashta the krah. No, even yashiv is not a pup. Doesn't say, the puzzle doesn't say that. It's a drasha, so just like this is a drasha, this is a drasha. But what's important for the Pnei Yeshua is that his comment, yes, we have differences between avos nezikin, but regarding certain halachos, he said, you have to compare them. There's no hava mina. He says it based on psukim, but you might say it based on svara. There's no hava mina that the tashlume nezek, once it is being paid, is going to have any differences. Yes, tamun is only patur by one and not by the other. Shein and regel is patur by one, not by the other. In terms of figuring out what's chayev, but once there's a chiyuv, says the Pnei Yeshua, there can't be any chilukim between the avos and the zikin. It's all going to be all meitav or all shava kesef, and that's why the Gemara does not give that answer. Okay, says the Gemara, back to this question. So Lokasha, again, as we said, we're going to have four different suggestions. First suggestion, right, the stira, meitav or even subin. Kan midaito, kan balkarcho. It depends if he's paying willingly or not. What does that mean? Rashi. If he's paying midaito, fifth to last skinny line, e mishalem le mazik nizko midaito, to lo atrache litzok alav abezdin. If the guy didn't even, the mazik is ready to pay even outside of court. He says, yeah, I'm giving you, so then shakel subin. If he's such a nice guy, so then, you know, you give whatever you want. Give it out, even subin. Avalam eino rotza mazik l'shalim nizko l'nizik. But if he doesn't want to pay ela bebezdin, that's balkarcho, and bezdin will make him pay meitav. Fine. Ask the sheet of Lubetzes. Which guy in their right mind would pay anything if they didn't go to bezdin? Okay, maybe it's tzadik yisod olam. But most people would say, you know what, bring me to court, and if bezdin's b'chayiv me, bezdin's b'chayiv me. So you're saying balkarcho means if he has to go to court? Says the Shita, no. Even if he goes to court, that could be called midaito. The chiluk is, Bezin tells you to pay and you pay right away. Bezin tells you to pay and you still don't want to pay. That's midaito balkarcho. Right? But even if Bezin tells you, says the Shita, I don't like what Rashi says in terms of akasha. V'akuli yama lav dina gemiri. V'lama yamayar l'parach yamar badin. No, balkarcho means la'achar shechivu hu bezdin adayim l'ratza l'froa. Ashi mashkenenu shliach bezdin. If bezdin has to bend over and force and go beyond, so that's where bezdin is going to say, okay, which sounds like what? By each one of these answers, you have to ask, what's the rule, what's the exception? It sounds like me'ikar hadin, the din is not to pay meitav. Right? If you are causing trouble, we're going to fine you. That's what this answer number one is. May Iker Adin Nizakin pay even Shava Kesef, even anything, even non meta. But if not, if you're causing trouble, then we would fine you. That's the first answer. So Amar Ula Brei Rabbi Loi De Kanami. I like this answer. Tichsev, because the pasuk even says Yishalem, he shall pay Balkarcho. Doesn't that mean Balkarcho? That's what the pasuk is by Meitav. Says the Gemara Malay Abaya. So Abaya, who asked this question, does not like this answer. Miksiv Yishulam Yishalem Siv. Midaito Mashva. It doesn't say Yishulam. That would mean that he's forced to pay. Yishalem will pay. What does that mean? Force more than Midaito. So Abaya, who asked this question, says, you know what? I'll give my own answer. Ela Amar Abaya Kidemar. I'll give my own answer based on the following brisa, the Tanya. The brisa says, relating to the mitzvahs of matnas aniyim, hari shahayu lo batim sados ukramim, if somebody has a lot of assets, ve'eino motzi lamochran, and he can't sell them. We know the Mishnah, in the last parak of Peah says, if somebody has matayim zuz, then they cannot take matnas aniyim. If they don't have matayim zuz, they have 199, then they're allowed to, even 500 at one time. But that's the determining factor. 200. What happens if somebody has the assets, but they're not liquid? And you can't get money for them. Nobody wants to buy them. So is that considered somebody who has 200 or not? That's the brisa. Hare shayu lo batam sadus ukramim. Ve'ena motzi lamochron ma'achilin oso ma'isur ani ad mechsa. So you give him ma'isur ani. In that case, you consider it as if he doesn't have 200. Until mechsa. Once you give him 100, then you consider nobody's going to have trouble selling it for less than half. So we assume he'll at least be able to sell it for half, and therefore you wouldn't give him more than that. Vahavi Bamar, and the discussion on this, Rabba discussed this price as follows. Hey Chidami, what exactly is the case that this person can't sell it? This is all going to be background for the second answer. So Vahavi Bamar, Hey Chidami, I hu zalarata de kulei alma, v'didei nami zol bahadayu, if all land went down in value. Real estate went down. It used to be worth 200, but now nobody would be able to sell this house for 200. So then, afilu tuvanami lisfulei. Then you should be able to even give him more. Why? He is objectively an ani. If everybody, he does not have assets of 200 anymore. If nobody would be able to sell this property for 200. So ella, rather, de okir arata de kuleyama. Maybe it must mean that everybody else wouldn't have a problem. Everybody else's land is fine. The day, but he is specifically Aidi da'ayo v'nafek azuza. Since he is strapped for money, everybody knows he needs to sell. Everybody knows that he's in dire straits, he doesn't have any liquidity, so that's why he has to sell, so then nobody's offering him a good deal. Everybody knows that he's in dire straits, so zalare. So everybody else can sell it for a higher price. Just he can't sell it for a higher price. So that's the question. Afilu pertanami lo l'sfile. So then, in that case, objectively, it is worth 200. So he's having difficulty, but tough luck. He's not an ani. What about the other ani you have to think about? See, if everybody's land went down, then he's an ani. If everybody's didn't go down, it's just him, then we shouldn't have to give him. We feel bad for him. By the way, Tosfos said, Tosfos on the bottom, when it says here that he has houses, Tosfos says, Lo mairi babatim shadar bohem. We're not talking about the house that he lives in. Because remember, the Mishnah says there, we don't make him sell his basic necessities, his basic needs. So we're talking about extra houses that he doesn't need to live in. It's not going to make him homeless. So ask the Gemara. If everybody's is worth that, then he isn't ani. And if it's only his, then we shouldn't give him anything. So what's the case? Ask the Achronim on this. One second. Those who have learned Maseches Peah know that, let's say you have a usher that is traveling. The halacha is, even if he has money at home, still, right now, anihu ba'osa sha'a, the language of the Mishnah. So because he can't sell it right now, it's at home, so we treat him an ani, we give him out in a saniyim. So why is that better than our case? What's the Gemara saying? Look, if it's only his house, tough luck on him. Why don't we say that by the traveler? Right, it's clear that in the traveling case, so that is called an ani ba'osa sha'a. But in our case, it's not called an ani ba'osa sha'a, right? What's the difference between these two cases? So the Achronim try to figure it out. The Rav Soloveitchik here and the Rishima Shiurim discusses different mechayvim in matnas aniyim, and he asks this kasha. He says, why don't you say that this is similar to the Balabai's traveling? He says, Venera, Sheba Balabai's over Mimakom Lamakom, Ein lo bimitzius mimalichios. Reality is, he has nothing. V'lachain, lom roach, al pidin ashirhu, yesh lo rishos lakachas, lecha shecha upeo, mit matnas aniyam, mishem tsha'ani ubaos hasha, v'ilu kan medubar, kishe yesh lo b'mailes kayem. V'rotza lakachas, lecha shecha upeo, midin ani mamish, kishar aniyam halochim afilu elav zuz, bibas achas. O'meachar shal pidin ashirhu, shari shavas kakosa masayim zuz, eno lokea klal. Says Rav Soloveitchik, here, halachically, you don't look at it as lemaisa, can he get. You look at it halachically, how is he defined here? So, how is he defined? Does he have it here? Yes. Does the traveler have it here? No. And therefore, there's a difference between the two. Lemaisa, if you look at it as, you know, he has trouble, he doesn't have 200 to use, they're the same. But the Gemara is obviously not doing that. There has to be different mechayvim in matnas aniyim. And he continues and relating to this also. To dinim matnas aniyim, the din of mamon aniyim, the mitzvah of staka, different mechayvim. Remember we mentioned the Shulchan Aruch in Yaradea quotes that we don't do this anymore, bizman hazeh. Even if somebody has a farm, there's no mitzvah today to leave the payah, to leave leket. Why? The Rama says, the Shulchan Aruch says, there's one simon, one si'if, in the, I think the long says Shin Lamed Vav or so in Yaradei in the third Chelek. So there, where the Shulchan Aruch discusses all the Trumas and the Maestros Halacha, he says no manas aniyim because aniyim don't wait there to get the food anymore, right? They get staka. They go to organizations. So it's just going to rot, or it's going to go to total strangers who are not aniyim. So in a situation where the aniyim don't take it from those types of sources, so therefore one there's no mitzvah to leave it there. It'll just go to waste. Okay, so we're still on this and we didn't get up to the answer yet. So Amar Mar. So we're still trying to figure out what's this case. The case that's mentioned in the Braisa. That if somebody cannot sell, so we give him Macha, we give him Eiser Ani. So what's the case? V'yomar Mar Allah, lo tricha, this must be the case. T'biyome Nisan Yakra Arata. U'biyome Tishrei Zol Arata. Prices are higher in Nisan. Because in Nisan you get the land, you have time to plant, you have time to do everything, and then eventually the rainy season will come. If you get it in Tishrei, you can't plant right now, it's already the rainy season, so land is worth more in Nisan, but in Tishrei it goes down. Dekulei Almanatri on Nisan, Umazavni. So now it's Tishrei. So everybody else will save their fields to sell in Nisan and get the higher price. Vahai, but this guy, hold, Vitzri Chalei Zuzei, because he needs money right now, Zavin Gedahashta. So he's going to sell it now for the lower price. So, ad palga or chelamezal. Up until half, you know, that's depreciation. It'll go down to half price. Tfei lav or chelamezal, but it won't go down to more than half price. And therefore, that is the reason for the limitation of up to half in the brisa. So that's all background. So now we get to relating to what we're talking about. What is the stira? What is the answer to the stira? V'hachanami, gabi dezikin. Really, this is the case. Regarding Nezek, this Mazik is in this predicament. He has land that if he would sell now, he would only get a lower price. So what do you do in this case? So, Dineha be'idis. Really, the Mazik has to pay idis, right? And in Tishrei, he has to pay a lot because prices are lower. So if he would have to pay right now today's prices, so then he would have to pay idis. And that's what we'd have to pay. That's one pasuk. The e amar le. But if the nizak says ihu e amar le ihu havli benin is tfei perta. You know what? Let's say the nizak has a field right next to one of the mazik's fields. So he'd rather take beninus in this case. So if that's the case, amar le the mazik could tell him ishak al kedinach shakul kedahashta. If you take right now, then you can take right now. I'll give you this from right now today's prices. The lo shakil. And if you're not taking based on what the Torah is mechayiv me to pay you, that I'm going to go only give you betonis based on Tishrei Nisan prices, which will mean less. I'll give you less land in that way. So maybe that's what the stira is referring to. Meitav if he pays now, Yashiv if he pays later on. Says the Gemara, that doesn't really fit. Why? Maskal Rabacha Bar Yaakov, that doesn't fit. Imkeno Rata Kochash on Ezekin, it's Albanianus Viziburis. The Torah says Idis. You know what that means? That means Yad HaNizak Al HaElyona. That means the Nizak is the one in control. And now you're telling me that the Mazik has a claim against him. Derachmana Amar Mimeta, Viat Amrit Bebenis Viziburis Nami Lo. If you could get Idditus from today's prices, obviously Baininus from today's prices. But it's very difficult to suggest that the Torah is saying, Idditus you could take, but if you collect worse, inferior land, so then you wouldn't be able to. That's very challenging. So Gemara has, once we're on this topic, let me explain the Braisa. This is not a third shot of the stira, but we're talking still about the Braisa Matnas Aniyim. Ela Amar Vacha Bar Yaakov Iikala Demuye. If you want to compare the case of Matnas Aniyim, Lebalchov Medamin Alei. Maybe you could compare it to a Balchov. Balchov Dinaya Bebeninus. A Balchov, as we said before, pays Beninus. Maybe that's the case here in the by the Matnas Aniyim. The Amar Lei Havli Ziburis Fe Perta. If he says, you know what, I'll take Ziburis, because I'd rather have that land, which is next to mine, a little bit less, Omerle, so that's where he could say, Ishakat Kadinach Shkol Kadashta. If you want to take the Beninus, so take today's prices. Vilo, Shakel, Kiyogra, Delakame. And if not, you could take based on the Nissan prices. So again, the Gemara says, Maskav Loravacha Bered Ravika. One second. If you say that a lender is going to be stuck, and he's going to be forced to take Ziburis, they're not going to want to lend in the first place. If I had money, I could buy whatever I want today with this amount of money. Because you have my money, because I lent you money, you're going to force me to take Nissan's prices, which is less land today? So, also, we reject that suggestion. You can't say a Balchov is any worse off. So, Ella, the final suggestion, Amar of Achabred Rav Ika, really could compare to Ksubas Isha Dina Biziburis, right, as is explained in Mesechas in Gittin. The Amar Le Ihi, if she says, I want better land, Havli Bebenonis Batzer Purta, I want better land, so that's where the husband could say, Amar La Ishakal Kedinach Shkol Kedahashta, if you take Ziburis, take the amount from today, Vilo Shakli Kiyoko Delakame. And if not, you can take the future. So you need to say it's something about the Toveya is asking for better land in this regard. So that's the three suggestions relating to the Derech Agav Braisa that was brought up. The Rishonim here discuss also why, in all these cases, did the Gemara not suggest and reject it based on the fact that a person is allowed to say, if there's a Takana Drabanan out for my good, then I could say, Yefshi B'Takanas Chachamim. So the Gemara says elsewhere. The Gemara didn't even bring that up. Why can't the Gemara say? Why can't the Gemara does not bring that in? So the Gemara, the Tosfos Arash, we don't have a separate Tosfos Arash on Meseches Bava Kama, but we have the many Tosvei Harash quoted here in the Shidim Kubetzes. Says the Rush, in the name of the Riva. The Riva Hiksha, the name of Baal Chov, lo nicha li betakanta d'rabanan, ubi'ina l'mishka k'denab ziburis. What do we say? A Baal Chov midaraisa takes from ziburis. We bumped it up to Beinonis, shalot tinodelis. So now the Gemara says, well, maybe you can say, you know, if not, take ziburis. Why can he say, okay, forget the d'rabanan. Let's go back to the din daraisa. The tirates, says the Riva, de'ein omrim iefshi betakanas chachamim, elo lahachzik es ma shebiyado. Kigon gabe isha, lekaman gabe lokeach. Avo lohotzi miad acher, kigon hacha lo. You gotta put this into all the sugyas of Yafshi Batakanas Chachamim, Mesechus Ksubis. Says the Riva, you only see that a person is allowed to say, I don't want it if it's about being machzik money. I'm holding on to money, so they could say, you know what, I don't need what the rabbis instituted for my benefit. But if it's to be motzi mamon, you can't say that. Once the rabbanan instituted something, that's it. That's the din. And you can't be motzi mamon based on saying, efshi betakanas chachamim. That's A. B, Rabbeinu Peret says, well, maybe that's exactly what the Gemara is asking. Imke na'alta delas. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. You can't say that because the whole reason we bumped it up to Beinonis was the ilas delas. And if you say there's a limitation in the ziburis, so then, that would go against the whole takana. Maybe that's exactly what the Gemara is asking. Klomar, taima, ma'itik and rabbanah, bebeinonis. Mishum nilas delas. Imkain, kol shekain shenal tadelas. Im yishal ziburis. Levisha yomar, yeshiv, tegan sachamim. Im lo yitnu lekizoki dahashta. Okay, fine. Let's continue. So the Gemara says, second to last skinny line, mikol makom kasha. We're still, though, back to the question. Right, back to the stira. Right, one pasuk says meitav. It says meitav by Shane and Ragel. It says yashiv by bar. Isn't that a stira? Pnei Yeshua says you can't be machalik between the avos. So answer number one we had was midaito balkarcho. But Abaye didn't like that answer. So Abaye tried to bring an answer based on this brisa depends when you're paying from. That also was rejected. So Ella, new answer. I'm sorry, Amar Rava. Called the Yavli Mimetav Leisavle. Maybe the answer is you always have to give the best of whatever you're giving. So if you give land, you have to give the best land. Meitav Sadeu. If you give Subin, if you're giving Kors Bran, give the best Kors Bran you have. So maybe both psukim can be read together. Give the best, but you could even give Kors Bran, but you have to give the best Kors Bran that you have. Says the Gemara. Meitav Sadeu Ksiv. But it says Meitav Sadeu, which sounds like the best land, not the best of the category of whatever you're giving. Doesn't sound that. Rashi, V'i, fifth Y line, V'kita ka'amrit lichtov Meitav Stama. And if you want to say it means the best of whatever you have, just say Meitav. Why does it say Meitav Sadeu? So the Gemara gives the fourth and final answer. Elok Yatzar Papa of Rafuna Breder of Yoshua, Mibe Rav, Pirshua, Kol Mili Meitavu. All metaltalin are considered metav. If it's not sold in place A, it can be sold in place B, you can take it. Lobar me'ara, the lesa lemi metav. If it's land, you have to give the best land. So that many people try to, you know, jump at the opportunity. But if that's the Rashi said already on Daf Beis. All metaltalin are called metav, all money, all metaltalin, and therefore that is different. 2 points. This one, lamaisa. The achronim here, I'll read it from the stipler. The stipler, and this is what Rav Gusman was mentioning also before, they all discuss that there seem to be two dinim in metav. Two dinim in tashlumei idis. The language of the stipler here in Simon Vav. V'nira lomar b'zeh b'derech efshar, d'yesh lachkor b'tamadover, sh'omer tarah metav sadeyu. Why does the Torah say Meitav? Number one, the Yesh Lomar, Mishum Shekavanas HaTorah Shahanizak Yikabel Demei Nizko Menarasi Lo B'Yoser. Lamaisa, we're out for the Nizik's best interest. And therefore, you have to pay from the best field because that's the best for the Nizak. A. B, meaning that's focused on the recipient, focused on the Nizak. We're out for his best interest. Or do you say no, Meitav is a din in the payment. Meitav is a din in this person, the mazik, has to make a super duper compensation for the maisa hezik that he performed, or that his property performed. And because of that, the Torah demands meitav. It's kind of like kapara. And if it's kapara, so the focus is him. Nafkamina, what if the nizik says, I want bainanus? Right, that's a simple nafkamina, the whole discussion. If it's option one, then of course. But what if the mazik would rather pay idis? So if it's option one, then tough luck on the mazik. It's all for the nizik's own good. But if it's no, it's like a kapara element, so maybe the mazik could say, I want to get my kapara. Nafkamina, da nizik rosa, bebeinin des yosem ebe idis. Right, that's the discussion, and he has other nafkaminas as well. But that's the two formulations of the stipler. Other achronim have different versions of this chakira, but that is the general point. If you look here, we started, and we'll almost close with the Mishpatei HaTorah case. The Mishpatei HaTorah has another suggestion here. So what does the Gemara say here? Metaltalin. All metaltalin is metav. Okay. So we think, yeah, you can always take money. Always take movable items. Adam. Shenog, this is the case. Adam nog b'choser zahirus. Right? Somebody was not driving properly, and he banged into a parked car. Hanezekoraka elef shekel. 1,000 shekel is the dent. Hamazik toein. The mazik says, Meyachar, the mazik says, I'm really upset and I apologize, but he was a soap distributor. Distributed little soaps. That's what he did. He says, I'm ready to pay you in soap. Every soap of mine is worth 2 shekels, so I'm going to give you 500 soaps. And in that way, you could sell it all, and the nizik will get all the shovi and nizik. That's what he wants to do. Well, he learned daf yomi, baba kama daf zayin amabez. Call a metaltalin metafu, so I'll pay you in soap. That's what I have. The nizik says, no way. I am not a soap seller, and I'm not going to know how to do it. The ain lo kolinya b'hem. Even if I sell it bisitonis, if I sell it to demakolet, I'm going to get much less, because you have all of your distributors, and you have all this, but I'm not going to get that amount. So 500 soaps isn't going to do it for me anyway. So the Mishpatei HaTorah says, it depends. You're right. If he's not going to be able to get it, unless he does a lot of work, the nizik doesn't have to go through so much tircha and you know, time and effort and money to translate it. The whole point of Kol Matatzlin Idisu is that it's easy to go to somewhere else and sell it. But if it's not going to be that amount, so you figure out how much will he be able to sell the 500 soaps in the local makolet for. And however that much is, the difference will have to be paid by the mazik. You want to give some soaps, that's fine. That's what you have a lot of. So give that to the makolet, but you'd have to pay the difference. So it's not so straight and pashut and glatt that we will say that, oh, just give Matatzlin. Okay, let's just do the next question, and then we'll stop. Boy mine Rav Shmuel bar Abba me akron yame Rabbi Abba. Kishain shaman. When we determine the idis and the ziburis, bishalo hein shaman or bishalo olam hein shaman. Do we go by his personal idis, or do we base it on the whole world? Meaning, Aliba the Rabbi Shmuel oti bay lachadam Rabbi the Nizak shayminan. Regarding Rabbi Shmuel, nothing to talk about. You go by the Nizak, whatever the Nizak has. Kiti bay lachal Aliba the Rabbi Akiva to Amar Rabbi the Mazik shayminan. But the question is according to Rabbi Akiva, my metav sadeu Amar Rachman alamute the Nizak. Is that just excluding the Nizak's metav? What if the Mazik is a super rich guy? His metav is much higher than the world's metav. So does metav shel mazik mean just not shel nizik, but you go by the world? Odilmalam ute da amanami. Or do you say, no, it's also excluding the whole world. You go by him personally. Amarle. So he answers, Rabbi Abba, ki ab rachmona amra metav sadeo viat amir bishal olam ein shamin. You go by his personal one. You go by the mazik. And therefore, it is a personal determination. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'ez Hashem will continue with the bishalo olam ein shamin, B'ez Hashem, tomorrow.